Thank you, Mayor. And welcome, delegates and participants, to this first of the mechanisms-focused thematic discussion on business and the right to development. Businesses have direct and indirect impacts on the right to development. As the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development noted in a recent report, businesses have an indispensable role in realizing the right to development. They construct houses, build infrastructure, offer loans and banking services, create employment opportunities, foster vocational capabilities, build new medicines and vaccines, provide internet services, offer various means of transportation and access to essential public services. At the same time, however, business activities can also undermine the right to development by evading tax payments, promoting the sale of unhealthy products, exploiting migrant workers, causing environmental pollution, or displacing indigenous people for development projects. The key, therefore, is to harness the positive contributions of businesses while minimizing the adverse impact of business activities on the right to development. At the ninth session of the Working Group on Transnational Corporations and Other Business Enterprises with respect to human rights, the Working Group recommended, among other things, the convening of thematic consultations on the draft legally binding instrument on business and human rights. Like the draft covenant on the right to development, the legally binding instruments on business and human rights would mark the transition of long-standing guiding principles into actionable international law instrument. A legally binding principle on the right to business will build on the guiding principles on business and human rights endorsed by the Human Rights Council in 2011. The guiding principles on business and human rights articulate the duties of states and the responsibilities of businesses to protect, respect, and remedy business-related human rights abuses. The guiding principles are grounded in recognition of the existing obligations of states to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights and fundamental freedoms. The role of business enterprises as specialized organs of society performing specialized functions required to comply with all applicable laws and to respect human rights, and the need for rights and obligations to be matched to appropriate and effective remedies when breached. The guiding principles on business and human rights also outline the independent responsibility of all business enterprises to respect all internationally recognized human rights. To discharge this responsibility, businesses should conduct ongoing human rights due diligence to identify, prevent, mitigate, and account for how they respect human rights. Today, our panel will explore the links between business and human rights, and specifically the links with the right to development. The central question we seek to address today is how the international community can support businesses in contributing positively to the right to development while minimizing adverse impacts, particularly in vulnerable and marginalized communities. I thank you.